I'm pinned down!
The year, 1943. Invasion was imminent, and morale was growing weaker by the day. With supplies running low and the enemy getting stronger, they must fight one last battle to escape the hell they've come to call home. But this is not that story.
Welcome back, everyone. I don't see any new people this week, so I think we can skip the introductions if that's okay with everyone. Joe, are you okay with leading this time?
Sure. Hey, everyone. It's been 4 weeks now, and I'm still dad joke free.
Hi, still dad jokes free! Shit.
Give me the chip, Bill. Bill, a potato chip? Really? Just had to let it out, huh? Joe, can you continue now?
Yes, of course. So, I had to drop my daughter off at school this morning. Remember, she's about 7 now. Well, her damn class is doing a whole unit on puns. They call the thing playing with words. She's trying so hard, but she just isn't quite there yet. So she keeps trying to tell me jokes, but she is the slightest bit off. Today's piece de resistance was...
How do you make a tissue dance?
I knew the answer. I knew I couldn't say it. She was already dancing at this point and giggling, so I asked her how.
Put a little booger in it!
My daughter. Mine. And she can't get any of them. I'm not sure if I should be proud or ashamed.
Well, I'm proud of you for holding back, Joe. That must have been very difficult. Thank you for sharing your story. Hopefully we can all draw some strength from it. Bill, I know you have that slip-up already, but maybe you'd like to share a story from your week?
Well, sure, but if you don't mind, I'll stay sitting. I'm sure you can see the cast on my foot. It happened a few days ago. I got into a car accident and really busted up my foot.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I hope you weren't hurt too badly.
You're sorry? I thought your name was Janice.
Gotta be kidding me.
Again? Are you even trying to fight this addiction?
I apologize. Sometimes they're just too hard to resist. I swear I'll try to be stronger. Anyway, the accident was all my fault. I was distracted. I ran into a guardrail and crumpled the front of my car. When I realized I was hurt, I got on the phone and immediately called for help. I know I should have called an ambulance, but considering the nature of my injury, I figured it would be best to call a tow truck.
Bill, I'm going to have to ask you to leave now. Just go. We'll talk about this next week.
Whoa.
I am so heading to Subway after this meeting. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Carol, you were gone last week. Do you have a story to share?
Yeah. My son's birthday was last week. That's why I was gone. He had 6 of his friends over for a sleepover. 7 12-year-olds, all running around my house, causing chaos, doing dumb things, and saying a bunch of even dumber things. It was pure dad joke fodder. The environment was primed to embarrass my son, right? And I wasn't even allowed to. And oh God, it was just... perfect setup after perfect setup. A kid running around yelling something that was just asking me to make a dad joke. At one point, one of the kids bumped his head and... sorry. I didn't mean to make that one. I promise. But... I kid you not that this child looked me in the eye and told me that his head only hurt when he poked the spot he hit.
Well then.
I know, Bob. I know. It was just one of the hardest moments of my dad joke sobriety. But I pulled through.
Great job, Carol. We're proud of you for staying strong. That must have been hell. Thank you for sharing with us and for coming back after such a trying week. Bob, that was a close call. Care to share your own story and hopefully recenter?
Yes, thank you. I know I've told you all multiple times that I completely understand that I have a problem. I mean, this is an addiction, and I really believe that I have the strength to resist. But my life at home has really been pushing my limits. I have been trying so hard to get my wife to come with me, you know, to one of these meetings. And I really believe that her problem is worse than mine. But I can't get her to give up the jokes. Like, just last night, we're having dinner. Just the two of us. I had made some pasta, and we were splitting a bottle of wine, you know. About halfway through, I looked over at her. I said, I see your glass is empty. Would you like another one? She looked at me and said with a totally straight face, why would I want two empty glasses? You see what I have to deal with?
Oh my, that's terrible. I think you may be right. Would you like me to try to talk to her, convince her to join you for the next meeting?
Oh, that would be wonderful if you could do that for me. I can give you her number after the meeting, okay?
Of course I would, Bob. I'm here to help you. Let's talk about it over the pretzels and beer. I suppose that means it's my turn to share. So, you guys know I don't even have any kids. Just this addiction to dad jokes in my normal everyday life. Last Friday was the most stressful dad joke day of my entire journey. I had to sit through safety training at work, and the trainer had no idea all the puns and ridiculously obvious things he was saying. At one point, he ended up literally saying, "Looks like he's got the point," when the actor in the video stepped on a nail without shoes on. It was all I could do to hold it in, folks. And then, I had to go to the dentist in the middle of the day. My frickin' appointment was at 2:30. I cannot make this up. Luckily, it was just a checkup. The day was so hard that when I got home, I just went straight to bed instead of being tempted longer. But I resisted. I was strong. I hope you can see that if I can be strong, you can too. I want to thank you all for being here and sharing your stories with the rest of us. Please be safe on the way home, and I'll see you all here again next week.
Hey, man. Want to see something weird? Oh, sorry.
I have no idea how you managed to put here for another melon up his ass.
Oh, hey, Nick. I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing?
Hey, son. How you doing?
You know, I was at the bank earlier today and figured I'd check my bonds.
And? How are they doing?
They're doing great. My daughter's still hanging off of them.
Ooh, kinky.
See? Now that is how you tell a real dad joke.